Have you ever had the thought, when I'm in charge, that'll be different? I thought so, and you're not alone. This is often the topic on the podcast. Whether the guests are sharing their learning moments, their called to lead situations, or I'm sharing something I just can't keep to myself, we're in it for the leadership, for those calling forth moments and teachings that are so good we just have to talk about them. I'm Karen Gillen, life coach for business leaders and your host. Let's get to the show. Today, we're talking about the virtual event, the disruption sessions, the 2.25-ish day long event that I'm hosting for you. And I want to make sure you know what it's about in case it's time to go get your ticket. So this event was created on the fly as I was promoting something a while back, and I wanted to do this in person. Of course, I thought maybe it would be possible, but it just didn't happen for this one. And when something doesn't work out the way I first thought it would, I like to figure out how can I make it even better. If this is the opportunity that's been presented, how do we make it even better? And that has been the spirit behind everything we're doing with this event. Because if you're not in person, you can get people from a lot of different places who maybe wouldn't have been able to do the travel. So we have a bunch of different speakers who are going to come and share their genius with us. And, you know, as is true, I think a lot of times with events is these people have never been combined in the same container before. So an event like this has never happened before. And I think that's fun. It's also ridiculously affordable. It's $199. I want you to be able to come and have it feel like fun. I want you to be able to come and show up for the parts that you really want that have the potential to really grow you, grow your business, disrupt you, disrupt your business in the best possible ways, and leave the rest behind. You do not have to go to every single thing because I thought it was a good idea. You need to go to the parts that work for you. So we have Dr. Melissa Bird. She's speaking on Saturday about bringing out the heart of your inner warrior. And what, you know, I always think back to like, well, if we all had access to that more often, what would be true for business, for us, for our clients, and for the families of our clients and the people they come into contact with? We have Charmaine Glass-Tripp talking about the anti-racism framework for your business, which has been super impactful for me, which has made my business better for all the people who have worked with me in it. We have Bree Huling doing yoga with us on Friday morning. We have Kimberly from Fit Girl Studio doing an embodied session on Saturday morning where she's going to talk to us a little bit. And I got to tell you, I don't know her a ton. We're in a program together, but my intuition said, reach out to her. I think she's the one. And it took me a little while to connect with her. And as soon as we got on the Zoom just to talk about what was possible, I just had that full body experience of, yes, please give me whatever you want. Do whatever comes up, I'm in. So I'm really excited to do that session. I'll be doing yoga. I'll be doing the embodiment session as well. We are also going to have hot seat coaching with me. When you sign up, you get a form to fill out questions that's going to help myself know who wants to be coached. It's going to also have questions from Maya Gaddy, who's going to be speaking on her signature program. And Maya is a genius on from that second that someone decides to become your client. She's a genius in lots of areas, but I love the work that we did together from this point forward. Somebody says, yes, I'm going to go do that work. How is it that you are caring for them from that very moment until the very moment that they are deciding we're going to continue on and do more work together, or we're going to wrap it up here? And so all the space that the client takes up where they are actively engaged in your business as a client, that's the signature program. That's the container and how I think about how she does it. So you're going to get to ask her any questions you want about taking really good care of your people and having that experience be what you want it to be. So we're going to do all that. We're going to also have some breakout room time where you just get to hang with some other coaches and connect around certain questions as sort of a way to get to know each other and have some connection in a time where, I don't know about you, but I have felt like it's a little bit lacking. I would like to have some more connection. Sure, it's also one of my top values, so I try to make sure it's a part of everything I do. But that's kind of the main part of it. It's, we're going to come together as the powerful coaches and humans that we are, and we're also going to get to come together with some really powerful presenters, and we're all going to be better for it. And if you're in, go ahead. There's a link in the show notes to get in. There's a link in my bio on Instagram. If you're on my list, I'll be sending out emails with that link to get signed up. And there's plenty of space left. Get on in there. And really, I think as you're thinking about it, considering it, think about your intention for doing it, for joining, for coming. I know for me, one of the things that has consistently grown my business throughout the last decade plus is when I go and do what I lean into. That's when things work for me. So if you're at all noticing like, ooh, I might want to be there. I'm kind of like, if you're leaning in at all, honor the lean and just come join us. If you're not leaning in, I love you. I'll see you around. Right? We don't all do everything. And I don't expect this to be a FOMO experience for you. Try on the JOMO, the joy of missing out and the fact that you're not going to add anything to your calendar. That's perfectly acceptable as well. But if you know it's for you, get on in there. And then I thought it'd be fun to go through the usual podcast questions in terms of this episode. So how around event planning have I answered the question, when I'm in charge, that'll be different? And the way I'm doing that here is there's a lot of spaciousness in this event. There's time. And you're allowed to be a grown-up and do what you want to do for you. And there's also connection time. That's a part. It's not a hallway conversation. It's a part of the main event. I want you to be able to connect with the people who come, because the people who come are amazing. One of the things I love about my community is when people go and connect and have one-on-one calls together that are completely outside of any work I do, because they're similar and they're powerful and they're connected. And I want that for this event. I want you all to meet each other, because it's one of my favorite things. And how does this event fit into the long game in my business? The one way that it really does is that it's going to honor my values. Like, I want to have fun. I want to be connected. And I want to do high integrity business. And for me, this event hits all those marks. So it makes sense from that standpoint, hugely. How is it caring for my clients? In a number of ways. If all the people who are coming, who were welcomed into this at the start, have been the clients who are in group coaching and in individual coaching experiences with me, they're all invited. They're all there. They're already at the party. So for me, that's caring for them. It's, if you're a client and I'm doing something, you're invited. And high integrity business means it's just, I'm doing this event from my values, for my people, for myself. And it feels aligned, even if on some points, maybe I'm like, does this even make sense? But it does, because it's hitting the mark for me. So it makes sense. Rapid fire questions. What's one thing that I won't travel without? This is a good one. It's going to get personal here. I'm not going to travel without my bike guard. How do you like that image? But it's important. It's something I need when I travel. A favorite restaurant experience that I've had. Okay, there's this restaurant in Ballard, which is kind of like very much Seattle, but called Ballard. And when you walk in, it's called Ray's Boathouse. When you walk into the men's restroom up in the cafe on the top floor, there's a picture of my great-grandfather, my mom's dad, who is known as Alaska's Shrimp King. And it's him standing with a very large salmon. So if you're ever in Seattle at Ray's, just sneak into that bathroom and take a look. That's my grandpa, Earl. And How do you link into your local community? For me right now, my kid is going to school for the first time. So I think it's going to be doing more with her school. It is actively donating to Food for Lane County. And it's staying a member at a few different wine clubs in town and just being a part of kind of their scene and what's happening. And there's room for more. There's definitely room for more. And what is a myth about me that I let other people keep? That's a good question. I don't really know. So if you know, let me know. Well, the one that's coming to my mind, this is something my friends always thought about my dad, which is that he's really serious, but I don't really see him that way. And I think sometimes people think that about me and I'm cool with it. It's like that they think I'm really intense or serious, but I don't know if it's true. It's sometimes true. All right. And where you can find me is right here on this podcast. And I just want to say again, go ahead and subscribe, leave a review. Always plug in that and make sure we're connected on Instagram because that's the place where we can go back and forth, have a chat. I'm there and always wanting to hear from you. If you have any questions about the event, go ahead and ask them on Instagram or hit reply to any of the emails that I send to those of you that get the playbook, which is my Sunday newsletter. All right. Have a great rest of your week. I can't wait to see you at the event, November 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's going to be really fun. And yes, it will have recordings available. If you aren't able to make it to certain parts of it live, we will send you a recording. Okay, have a great day. Thanks for being here, for sharing your time and your ears with us. And before you go, I have something new we created just for you. It's a quiz. Have you ever wondered how you stack up when it comes to the three pillars of business your way? Well, now you'll know. Click the link in the show notes or go to karengillen.com/quiz to find out just what type of business owner you are. I can't wait to see your results. Take good care of you and your people and leave a review for the podcast. It really helps. Thank you. And I'll talk to you next week.